In a two-room trailer down by the tracks on the edge of a Tennessee town. Jesse Clay lived with his lady and a one-eyed red-bone hound. And every night at 12:05 he'd hear that whistle whine. And Jesse knew the train to Chattanooga was coming by on time. And we all knew old Jesse Clay got mean when he drank too much. And Jesse's lady wore the scars from his not too gentle touch. And Jesse knocked her down one night just for busting a bottle of gin. She hit her head when she hit the floor, and she never got up again. Now Jesse Clay was crazy scared when he saw her lying still. He took his lady in his arms and he carried her up the hill. He laid her down on the railroad track just an hour ahead of the train. And Jesse knew that soon the 12:05 would take the flame. And then he went to town and he waited around till he thought the time was right. And he told the law how the 12:05 had taken his lady's life. The sheriff just looked at Jesse hard, said you better tell the truth this time. Because the 12:05 just jumped the track about 10 miles up the line. And no one knows what caused the train to leave the tracks that night. It never happened before or since, but it served old Jesse right. And you can still hear the train whistle whine as it passes by this way. Hey, but the 12:05 won't ever take the blame for Jesse Clay. No, the 12:05 won't ever take the blame for Jesse Clay.